Jason Longshore, he of Stoppage Time, and now the No Swag Shop. And he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Jason, how you doing, man?
What's going on, guys?
Oh, nothing much. Just, you know, living the dream. Kind of like Atlanta United. Franco Ibarra, I hope I'm saying his last name correctly, was officially announced. What does he bring to the table?
He's a young, promising player who just got his first call-up into Argentina's U-20 national team in December. He's a guy who's just emerged onto the scene at Argentinos Juniors, one of the clubs in the Argentine top division. Started 10 games in their last tournament. He's a very aggressive player defensively, and that's something that Gabriel Heinze is really going to be looking for out of his midfielders. I think he still has room to grow. I mean, it's a limited number of games that he has under his belt, but all the characteristics are there for the kind of holding midfielder, maybe even a player who can play a little more forward that Heinze is going to be looking for, and it's going to increase the competition for playing time in that midfield that already has Marcelino Moreno, Emerson Hyndman, Mateo Sosetu, Mo Adams, and Santiago Sosa. You've got six guys for three spots. Competition's going to be intense in preseason.
Yeah, I'm going to trust that if Gabriel Heinze is bringing guys in from Argentina, he knows what he's bringing in. But by the way, just I'm kind of curious, Jason. We there seems to be a pretty big Argentine connection to Atlanta United through the years. If you look at those top teams you were just talking about, whether it's River Plate or you know, Newell's Old Boys, or all the big powerhouse teams, Boca Juniors, that are down there. As a league, is the Argentine League demonstrably better than Major League Soccer? Is it about the same? How do the leagues rate against each other? I'm just curious.
As a league, top to bottom, it's not demonstrably better. I think it's actually really similar. Boca and River are a cut above. They are kind of super teams in Argentina, and what's interesting is the way things are starting to change with how players develop and how they move. You know, years ago, what would have happened for a player like Franco Ibarra would have been he emerges at Argentinos, he has a couple of good seasons there, and River or Boca snatch him up, and that's where he goes. It's kind of like you see in Germany how every good player in the German league eventually ends up at Bayern Munich. So Argentina, every good player who comes up through one of the other clubs eventually ends up at River or Boca, or they go on straight to Europe. But what MLS has turned into now is a league that doesn't just get the older players who maybe weren't good enough to make the jump to Europe, or maybe it didn't work out there. Guys that we've seen who've had success in this league, like Diego Valeri in Portland for years, Nacho Piatti in Montreal, Christian Gomez before that. Now it's the guys like Sosa and Ibarra and Barco before that that are young and coming to this league to then make the jump to Europe. And that's going to change not just our league here, but it changes the way that Argentine clubs do business. And really, I think, makes the leagues a lot more equal footing in terms of quality.
Is this club done making moves right now?
There's another one that's out there. Actually, there's a couple. There's a goalkeeper that had been linked a while back from Lanús. It was part of the Marcelino Moreno conversations last summer, who is expected to be joining Atlanta United on loan with an option to extend that deal permanently at the end of the year. That hasn't been announced yet. And the other one that has been going through the Argentine media and local media as well, Felipe Cardenas of The Athletic has been on this case, is Lautaro Gianetti, a center back at Vélez, the former club of Gabriel Heinze. So he would come in, know exactly the style of play. He was a captain at Vélez, so he would come in and provide some leadership that we've been wondering where that's going to come from with a lot of new faces. It's been a bit of a challenge to get the deal done because the window for new players coming into Argentina is closed. So Vélez wouldn't be able to go out and sign a replacement for their captain, for Gianetti, an important center back in their team. And they've got Copa Libertadores, the South American equivalent of the Champions League, that they'll be playing here soon. So I think they wanted to push back. They wanted to keep him. The player wants to make the move to MLS, and the reports from last night are that the deal is expected to be done here very soon, and Gianetti would be coming to Atlanta and be a likely starter.
Jason Longshore joining John and Hugh on the morning show on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. Of course, Jason has two popular podcasts, immensely popular Stoppage Time, which dedicated to Atlanta United, and now the No Swag Shop, and we'll talk to him about that. All right, bring back stateside here as we get ready for camps to becoming open here for Major League Soccer, and we start the countdown towards the regular season. Have you seen any power rankings for Major League Soccer this year? Who's the team to beat? Is it Columbus again? And where do you think Atlanta United ranks when the season starts in terms of the East? Where are we thinking that they're going to be in terms of comparing it to the best teams?
I think Atlanta is in that top four conversation in the East. I don't know if anybody else nationally thinks that. I think a lot of people are writing Atlanta off based off what happened last year. They don't really know what to make of these additions. I don't think, honestly, a lot of people follow the Argentine league all that closely, and they don't know the quality of a player like Sosa that's coming in, the quality of a new young player like Ibarra. I don't think they really knew what we were getting with Marcelino Moreno either, and he should be a player that takes a huge jump in the system. It feels like it's just tailor-made for him to be playing in open space and exploit that. In the East, Columbus is the favorite to me. They are the defending champions. They've gotten better in the offseason. They've added a backup forward in Bradley Wright Phillips who will provide them support. But more importantly, they added Kevin Molino, who emerged from.
Small business owners don't have the patience for nonsense, especially when it comes to their internet provider. They want the best services for the best price. Simply put, that's Spectrum Business. They give you great value, zero nonsense. Just call 855-872-5588. You'll get fast, reliable internet and phone with no contracts and no hidden fees, all for a price that could cut your bill in half. Spectrum Business. Call today, 855-872-5588.
I don't think there's any teams that are going to be way behind the rest of the pack. The question will be who steps away from the pack at the top.
With all of these new moving parts, new coach and everything like that, how much should we be concerned about growing pains at the beginning of the season when it comes to Atlanta United?
They'll be there, and it happens with any coaching change. You know, you can see that in any sport where you have a tweak to the philosophy, the style of play, and that's what it is here. It's a tweak. It's not an overhaul. You're not playing a different game with a lot of different ideas than you've played in previous ideas. The game model is very similar here, and that's why you went out and hired Gabriel Heinze, because he can build on what's already been here. The difference is going to be the intensity. The difference is going to be the amount of risk you take defensively. And that's going to be something that this group of players will have to embrace and be on the same page. Because the more you stretch out and the more you risk and take chances defensively, mm-hmm. the more potentially you can be exposed. And you've got to make sure that the communication is there. So there'll be growing pains early. But the idea for me is that they are a competitor for MLS Cup by the end of the season.
All right, Jason, Longshore with John and Hugh. We mentioned your two podcasts, Stoppage Time with United, and now the new one, No Swag Shop, that you're doing around the Atlanta Hawks here. So how does the Swag Shop handle, you tell me, how you melt down against the Cavaliers and then you torch the Celtics? Explain this one to me.
You talk about growing pains. I mean, this is what we're seeing with the Hawks. It's been inconsistent. And I think a lot of it is down to the amount of injuries you've had. You know, you haven't been able to field a consistent group. I don't think Lloyd Pierce has been able to establish consistent rotations. He's having to figure it all out on the fly. And just talked about breakdowns and how much you risk. That breakdown at the end of the Cleveland game shows you if you're not in proper communication in those moments and somebody takes a risk like Solomon Hill did chasing the ball, it all falls apart. You've got to be careful about those. But last night you saw if this team is able to make their shots, this is a team that can make the playoffs, and this is a team that can cause some problems. But you've had so many injuries with your shooters, you haven't been able to get these guys on the court consistently.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
No retort, John?
No. I think that's absolutely 100% true. So I mean, I got nothing here. It's just I think one of the things, the other thing we were talking about here is that the team doesn't have an identity. And I said to Hugh, well, maybe you just become like these Mad Bombers, like they were last night. The logo shooters, and if they're the Mad Bombers, you're going to have nights like you had last night. You're also going to have nights where you're not making, 21 or whatever they made last night, three-pointers. You're making two, and you're going to get run off the court. But at least you have an identity.
You need a little more than that. But, yeah, that's it. I think when you're healthy, that's at least something to fall back on. But you got to stay healthy for an extended period of time to build that identity, and I think that's the next step.
So when is the No Swag Shop, and of course your very popular Stoppage Time? When does it air? When do the fans find it?
So you can go back and watch yesterday's Stoppage Time. It's always Wednesdays at 2 o'clock. It's on the 92.9 The Game Facebook page, facebook.com/929TheGame. No Swag Shop is Thursdays at 3 o'clock. It's myself, Mike Conti, Andy Bunker, breaking everything down on the Hawks front, and I think we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon.
Yep, 3 o'clock live on our Facebook page, 929 The Game, The No Swag Shop. As always, Jason, appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.